Let's start with that award. Cornette has won the People's Choice Webby in the Professional Services category for Beardvertising. What is that?
Well, it was really interesting because I think it lends itself well to the topic that we're talking about, which is creativity and attracting a creative culture to the city of Lexington, in that we had a couple of our creatives that were kicking around the growth of what is called native advertising, which is very non-traditional. So what started out as kind of a giggle, if you will, of with all the growth of facial hair these days, what if actual advertising was made available in those epic beards that seem to be coming up across the country? And so it kind of started out as a giggle, but then it really turned into an idea that, you know, and to be honest, I think there's a good point to be made here. I thought they'd lost their minds, and this was a kind of a significant waste of time. And they pushed forward, and actually, we actually recruited and had over 3,000 gentlemen who were wearing mini billboards, if you will, in their beards as part of a beardvertising campaign. And it became an internet phenomenon in terms of people sharing it, wanting to talk about it. And everything from the BBC to Conan O'Brien was talking about beardvertising. And so it was an interesting exercise that, like I said, started out a couple of our younger creatives having some fun, but actually turned into something that our three advertisers were A&W, which is a client of ours, but another advertiser, the Dollar Shave Club, which is another internet phenomenon, also kind of came on board and recruited 1,500 different people to wear these billboards in their beard.
It started off as a giggle, and in a lot of business settings, that'd be a water cooler conversation that would kind of come and go. But in your setting, your business setting, are you all more attuned to what kind of might come out of a giggle, out of that kind of conversation that might actually turn into a concept?
Absolutely. And, you know, we have been fortunate to grow the size of our staff and attract a lot of creative people, not only nurturing the people that may have come out of the local universities, but also some expats, if you will, that we're trying to bring back here. And so what we noticed with the whole beardvertising idea was a great exercise for us to understand that, you know, creativity cannot be confined to 30 seconds or a 14 by 48 billboard anymore. And so, you know, as part of our culture, that's something that we're constantly nurturing and encouraging people to explore ways that are very, very non-traditional.
When we hear the term creative, I think the first thing that comes to mind for a lot of us, not all of us, but many of us, is art.
True.
But I'm betting that in your world, while the term includes art, it also has a lot to do with strategy as well.
Absolutely. And now the spectrum is so much wider that the strategies no longer are how do we fit something into a medium, but what is our strategy that may even create a medium of its own, which we kind of did with beardvertising, because obviously no one had been crazy enough yet to try to put billboards in beards. But that was an evolution of an idea.